Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, this episode begins with two bonus scenes, only available to subscribers at improvforhumans.com. Go sign up and listen to the ad-free feed to hear them.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, improvforhumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Jack Carter, Paul Scheer, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me! Turn it up. Oh, it didn't hit the post. pretty long.
It's a long intro.
Do you guys even know what this is?
No.
It sounds very sportsy.
Sounds familiar?
This music sounds sportsy. It's like a
I could see the
gymnasium
playing instead of soccer.
A lot of rah-rahs. Okay.
All right, Brett. All right. Did you see what happened last night, or maybe it's two nights ago at Coachella with Blur?
I heard that they had a pretty bad performance, or that people are ripping them over there. I saw the beginning of it, and I didn't think it was bad, but apparently it fell off after that.
I think the meme that started was more about when they were performing what is their second biggest song. Do you guys know?
I don't even know.
The girls who like boys who like girls.
Yes, exactly. Boys and Girls. Okay. So he's, and that's not on that album, but that is their second biggest song. They don't have many other big songs, frankly.
Yeah.
But they're playing that song and he wants them to sing along and they're not. And when I'm listening to the song, the Coachella version of it last night, I'm like, I don't know this until he gets to the chorus. I don't recognize or know the words at all. But listen to this live version that I just gave Brett. That was like in 2009. This is what he was looking for. And it made me laugh when I heard this. I wouldn't know this song at this point.
I know this song, but I wouldn't know the lyrics.
Yeah, you know the chorus.
But if you didn't tell me what the song was at this point, I'd just go, this sounds... Streets like a jungle. Listen to the crowd. So call the police. They know this song.
This is probably in the UK.
Yeah, and it's in 2009.
Okay.
But this is what he knows and remembers is people fucking chanting every goddamn word. And then at Coachella, they're just like, we may give you boys and the girls and the boys and the girls thing, but we don't know the whole song. And he got mad.
And didn't like, he say something right. like, you'll never see us again?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Because the crowd didn't know all the words to the verses?
Yeah. He was pouting in his performance.
That to me is always the most infuriating thing. I have seen like two shows where performers pout. And I'm like, we're here. Like Coachella is weird because, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, No Doubt came back and they were such a huge hit. They haven't performed together in a long, long time. And everyone's going crazy for it. The Blur comes out. They've released like 9 albums or something like that. And no one really cares. But then it's like when the crowd turns on you, you don't know. It's like Olivia Rodrigo came out with No Doubt and everyone's like, fuck that. We don't like her with them. Like, so I thought that was interesting.
I thought that was
like, it's like they seem like a very tricky crowd to kind of figure out what they want.
As performers... And I know you guys feel this way. You learn the lesson at some point. If you can lean into a bomb, for sure, especially in stand-up, you can go, you know what? I'm just going to fucking lean into this.
Yeah.
Dear listener, you're kind of enjoying it. You're like, I'm going to enjoy this silence and see how far I can bomb and embrace it. With a sketch or improv group, I don't know. You got 8 different minds up there having different opinions on how the show's going. So it's not like you all go, okay, let's make it worse like a stand-up would. So what you do is you ignore it is the best thing is to pretend like you're not bombing. Because if you say what they say, then people make a fucking meme about it. And they're like, oh yeah. Because I don't think anyone expected everyone to know the words at the Blur show. So if he had just fucking rode through it, pretended like it didn't happen, people wouldn't be saying Blur had a bad show at all, I don't think. Yeah. He made it something.
I'm trying to think what the musical equivalent of just like chasing a bomb would be. Like,
just play the same song again worse.
Well, because
that's been done. Yes.
I think it's tricky because you are just like with a sketch show. It's hard to pull out of it, right? You have material, you're going there. It's like, you can't just switch it up. A stand up, you can go like, all right, I'm bombing here. I can go back to old material. I could do tried and true material. I could like talk to the audience. I can kind of like pull out. But you like with a band too, it's like, well, these are the songs. These are the hits, right? And it's not like you can be like, hey guys, let's play a different song, right? You know, you can goof around, but you can't like break it that hard. I feel like it's, you're just kind of locked.
Although I did see Bare Naked Ladies in Calgary and it had been a long show. And they like started off doing their songs and they're like, hey, you know what? We're just going to do some covers that everybody loves and our drummer's going to sing and let's all dance. Like, it was like a nice end to a show.
I like that. I do like that. Like, if you can pull off the covers.
It was like an outdoor festival thing. Yeah.
The best thing I ever saw was, I guess, during a food fight before Taylor Hawkins passed away, the Foo Fighters, they would give Taylor Hawkins like a section of the show to like do a cover. And that would involve like Dave Grohl going back to the drum kit, and you know, Dave Grohl gets on the drum kit and he just plays that beginning drum riff from Smells Like Teen Spirit, and everyone went bananas for about like 4 seconds, like just like boom, boom, boom. It was just like that. But then like it's such a tease to just give you just that much, but at the same time knowing that that's probably better than actually trying to sing that song without Kurt Cobain doing it. Like it just is like,
just like the Blur thing, expecting, especially a young American crowd to know their lyrics. Yeah. Like it just reminds me, like, it's weird. Like working and hanging out with Brits. Cause you have like 95% the same cultural knowledge. And then they'll just bust out in a song and like, yeah, that's the Yard Boys, Tree Swinging. You don't know that one? Like,
we cut to the green room. We cut to the green room of the festival right before the show. All right, one more thing. Not a food request, just one more thing, mate.
Yes.
Sure. Sorry, we're just slammed. We're scrambling.
You told me where the bathrooms are, but are they going to know our lyrics? The crowd. And I know they'll know the choruses. I fully expect they'll know the choruses, but I mean the lyrics to the verses.
Yeah, bridges. Gavin, you have that?
No,
Gavin,
Mark,
this is again more of a Gavin thing.
You're okay. The talent liaison. I am green room operations.
And as talent liaison, we're huge fans.
This is a green room issue.
Okay, technically you're probably right. As a talent liaison, my issue is to liaise with talent, which I am doing with you right now. I'm not an audience liaison. Do we have an audience liaison? Have everyone seen the audience liaison?
We should get Ashley.
Look, I'm not being a diva. I'm not asking for you to pull the purple M&Ms out of my M&Ms.
Of course.
I just want to know.
But if you did, that's my job. I am the, well, I guess I'm a talent liaison. Then I would speak to you, Gavin, who does the green room liaison.
Yeah. Well, operations.
The operations.
Yeah. Look, guys, you seem nervous. I'm not being that kind of guy. We don't rule that way. We just simply want to know if we can guarantee.
Are you asking if they will? Or are you asking us to make sure they do?
I just want some kind of guarantee, just like we want the lights on.
Okay, I will go out there. I will go out there. I could go out there and maybe, you know, maybe I can get a couple of my friends. We can maybe, you know, cue them.
You're saying put lyric plants.
In
the audience, people who are well versed in lyrics and can coach the people up around them.
Yeah, and if you just give me just really quickly, you just tell me some of those lyrics that we can have. I'll just make sure that we get them on the same page. We'll just get on the same page here.
Look, we're a chorus heavy band,
right?
An easy band.
Yeah. Right.
Rock anthems stuff. Right. Well, you get to the chorus, you might as well just sit in it.
Yeah, right. And some of those chorus
party
lyrics
pound all night long.
Party Pound all night.
No, that's the chorus. Oh. They'll know that.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Okay, yes. Okay, great.
But you're concerned about
the
verse.
They know the verse setting up why you want to party and pound.
A party. Well, this is a good question.
Important in a song called Party Pound.
Have you ever used I have a Tesla. They have the karaoke app on the Tesla. You know, maybe if we had something like that, like I don't know if we could pull a Tesla up to stage or something, we could put the lyrics, broadcast the lyrics.
We could get video in here. We might be able to do like a bouncing ball kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Let's do. We'll get, all right. So I'm going to write that down.
That sounds too digital for us. I do like you guys being analog, just out there in the crowd, boots on the ground. And we cut to them out in the crowd, like before the band's about to go on.
Okay, hey, sorry to interrupt. Looks like you guys are having a good time.
All right. Yeah, man. Want to get high?
Yeah, no. We're working technically. But we do want to get into the music, right? Everyone.
Yeah, I love this band. I hope they play Party Till You Pound It.
Interesting you bring that up.
Yeah.
Probably be encore.
If I would say to you guys, I got my head checked by a jumbo jet, you would say,
Beastie Boys?
No. Don't fret because I'm not wrecked yet. Like, yeah. It's the verse.
Kid Rock.
This is the band that you're about to see.
The verse to the song.
Oh, is
just
it a
mentioned.
New song? I can't wait.
No, okay. All right, you know what? Maybe it's not that song. We all know the girls who want boys, who like boys, who are girls. That you ever?
Yeah. Girls, boys, girl. We know the chorus. That's our favorite. That's my second favorite song. My first favorite song is song number two.
Right. Okay.
Then what's your?
Wait, that was okay.
The song number two. What's your first favorite? My first favorite is song number two.
Okay, this is.
Then what's your first favorite? Song number two.
Oh my God.
Then what's your first favorite? These guys start fighting.
We got people recreating who's one first out here.
Where is the audience liaison?
We gotta get backstage.
Where's the
hell
is the audience liaison? We need an audience liaison. Okay. Oh, God damn it. All right. We gotta let him go.
We see the band come out, the lights start to lower. Yeah! The musicians get into their places on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody knows the words.
Please welcome. But if you want to do like a fun, like who's on first thing, I think they would go for it. I think it would be a fun bit for you to do out on stage.
How's everybody doing tonight? Yeah! Party till you pound it! That's right, mate.
Where's your brother? I love Noel and Liam.
That's right, mate. We're good for being here tonight. We're going
to
do something special tonight.
Song number one.
Yeah, play song number. Song number two is song number one.
Is it like a Heinz 57 WD-40 situation?
All right, everyone, quiet down. We're going to do something special tonight. You all love our choruses, right?
Yeah.
We love your choruses. I love to chant along, yeah. Well, tonight we're going to do something different. We're just going to do all our favorite hit songs, but without the choruses. We're just going to go all verse and bridge.
Uh-oh.
Do the opposite. This all sucks. Chorus, no verse and bridge.
This is the worst.
Now, mate, we're going all of us just to make sure you all know the lyrics as we were guaranteed backstage.
It'll be like I fell asleep playing FIFA.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's talk some more about that.
And then Grimes, she had a DJ set where she didn't know how to do match beats per minute, which is basically the only thing a DJ needs to know. But she didn't know how to do that. And it's like, what are you? And then she got like seriously fucked up. She's playing songs twice too fast. And in the middle of the set, she's like, sorry, it's not my fault. Like, she totally fucked up the set.
Oh, my God.
But I do love, like, people were so into dancing. Like, she's just hurting people, like, trying to keep up with the beat.
Oh, I see.
I just feel
it's like if you're going to DJ at the hugest fucking concert around, like, you don't know how. Just admit it.
Also, well, that idea, like, there's so many, like, computer tools to, like, just automate all that. Like, you could just
Tech mishaps, like,
celebrity DJ,
that.
You don't have to be on the wheels, you know.
The tech mishaps like that give me like a panic feeling, even watching the worst artists go through it.
I watched John Daly, our friend, comedian, been on the show, funny fucking hilarious guy, do a show, and it's like, it's called John Dooley, and he plays like kind of a Russell Brand meets like the Ricky Gervais kind of character who unvaxes the crowd. Like, the premise is so kind of crazy, but it's so technically intense. And right when the show started, the computer fried, and he had no outlet. And as somebody who has had in many tech heavy shows, I felt it. And me and another friend, Chris Holmes, like, we're running up, we're in the booth trying to reset and reboot computers and try to load up PowerPoints. And like, it was like a Tuesday night, 10 o'clock show, an audience is like sitting there silently waiting. And then also just knowing, like, Daly just up there on stage being like, okay, we're trying to do this. Let's go. And I've never felt more anxiety for a performer. And it didn't wind up fully working, although like parts of the show worked, like part sound cues did. And he went through it. And I was just so impressed that he was able to like not just walk off the stage and cancel the show immediately.
We cut to backstage at the Variety Metroplex. Hey, you guys are the Fire Twins, right?
Yeah.
You juggle fire and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a good news, bad news. You are going to be able to go on in the last
Hold
show
on.
And
Do
headline
we want the good
as
news
booked.
Or bad news first.
Yeah.
You want the
option? I'm a believer in like you basically like give us a how do you like it?
I like to start good.
Yeah.
And then like give it a rest. Give it like 5 minutes and then sneak the bad in.
See, I like it more like I do.
So you don't like it delivered with an ampersand. You like it delivered with an ellipses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that technique of, to me, I like stuff like this. Like, hey, there's an issue with your house. Crowd sold out. Your house burnt down. So that way I'm kind of sandwiched.
Like an Oreo cookie.
Curious. Then I got to
sorry, we're holding you up. This is just the Fire Twin process. We're very dialogue oriented.
Okay, I'll try the sandwich method. You are still in the show.
All right.
Awesome.
Good.
Love that.
Stretch it. Ellipse.
dot, dot, dot.
Sip of water.
Yeah.
Flossing.
Dude, this is awesome. This is so cool. We're still in the show.
Good. It's good. I got to enjoy that good news of us still being in the show.
Poppers. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. The fire marshal would not approve the indoor lighting a fire, even for performance. So you're not going to be able to use fire in your act.
Okay, so
and
what's that?
The more
right
good news is
we are the Fire Twins. You know that, right?
Yes, the twins parts can go over great. You can use any of your props without fire. Like, I see you guys have like some sticks alight.
Why would you book the Fire Twins if we can't have fire? That's like booking Shamu on Broadway, you know? It's like, you need a pool. We need fire.
Well, technically, I mean, there's, I mean, technically, I mean, with the artistry of Broadway, you could probably build some sort of,
Yeah. Represent Shamu in some sort of artistic,
like, I saw Julie Taymor take on Lion King. I felt like I was in Africa. I was like, wow.
Amazing.
Only thing that show was missing was fire.
I'm like, I'm here for the costumes.
Hey guys, I love lighting things on fire. I was an arsonist when I was a kid.
Oh,
just to let you know a little secret, I burnt down a cornfield in my town that led to a lot of drama. So I'm with you. I love fire, but I can't control this tonight. No fire indoors.
What we do is not a crime.
Yeah. That okay.
Create art with fire.
Yeah. We basically create a landscape of fire to which we see ourselves. The fire is a mirror. And then you will see yourself in the fire. Again, we've never done a show without fire. When you said we have these sticks, those sticks we do light on fire.
Right. Bright. If you could just work with something else, we got a lot of bottled waters in the green room. Anything you want to use back
can't
there.
Can't just swap fundamental elements. We can't do an
First of all, by the way, we would get in trouble with the Water Twins.
Yeah, the Water Twins.
They have the whole thing. It's
I know the Water Twins. They're one of our favorite acts.
Really?
They are. What do you like about them? Really? Nice.
Oh my god.
The worst. They are so sweet. You know, every time they play here, they bring us an ice sculpture shaped like the club.
And this is what I don't like about the Water Twins.
Little that's, hot tip. Yeah.
That's more of an ice thing.
In their tanks.
You know, I'm fucking done with this kind of bullshit because we are trying to make art here, you know, and all they're trying to do is they have a lot of water. People get very excited about water, you know, and it's everyone.
Yeah, the whole
water.
Crowd, they come with trash bags in the front row. It's so much fun. And they sell water gun merch.
It's not fun.
Afterwards.
They basically just do the lowest form of comedy. And it's not even moving, I don't think.
Oh, by the way, the butane tanks, lighter things, those torches you guys sell in the merch, we can't sell that anymore here afterwards. That fire marshal also said that. No butane torch selling.
Can we still sell the asbestos t-shirts?
This is
you didn't say anything about that.
This is such bullshit. Let me tell you something, okay? We are the Fire Twins, and what we do is you know what? We don't need fire. Do we need fire? I mean, do we technically? I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to go through
what
the
act. What are you talking about, Terry?
Okay, I'm just trying to help.
Are you saying the Fire Twins may not need fire?
All right, you guys are on in one.
No, give us 1 second. We could do it.
Giving you 1 minute to
our
set.
Our stuff still works. It still works. Okay.
All right, Reggie, calm down.
What about? Okay. What's like fire? Like infection? Like an infection grows like fire. What else is fire?
Well, we do the opening bit, right?
Ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, twins. Do I just say twins?
No, say fire twins. Still.
When the earth was formed, it came from lava, and from lava birthed fire, and from fire birthed the Fire Twin.
Lights come
on. Hello, everyone. We are the Fire. Can we get lights up? Normally, we have fire illuminating us, but we're going to need lights for this part. Cue change.
Spotlight, fire red light.
Now, tonight, we're going to ask you to use the power of your imagination. See these
the
two
fire of your own creativity.
Yes, they are burning so bright. Now, watch as I toss to my brother. Ha!
A stick!
But in your mind, it's on fire. In my mind, I'm seeing a raging fire.
Watch as my brother stands
in this
ring. We see
a hot couple in
the
front row kind of talking amongst themselves and on their phone. I think it's a parody of the Water Twins.
Oh, the Water Twins are kick-ass bad.
Hold on. I'm sorry. What did you say?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking during the show. What'd you say?
Well, if you really want to know, I was saying I love the Water Twins. We saw them here a couple of months ago, and those guys are funny and talented.
What bits do they do that you like so much? All right, because last time I saw them, all they do is throw water from one bowl and the other one catches it in another bowl. And let me tell you,
he asked my girlfriend here, "Hey, are you wet? And she was like, "No, I'm not wet."
Let me say what I said. I said, no, I'm not wet. And then they squirted her. They squirted me and I was wet.
That's nothing. Why did they squirt me with a water gun?
And that bit they did with the newspaper, it's just a giant sponge.
Yeah.
They roll up that newspaper.
Oh, bullshit. It's only paper, dude. That's amazing.
And when he keeps pouring water out of that jug, there's a tube down his arm. Like, it's just dumb sex jokes and eighth grade magic tricks.
Yeah. What do you guys got? Do something.
Fire. We have fire.
Well, not tonight. Not tonight we don't have fire. But
technically, tonight we don't have fire. But our act can be received without having fire.
Do the jokes the bones without are still the fire.
Huh?
Do the jokes without the fire.
Okay, well, we do have something called Flame War, and Flame War,
that's like the water guys, they do spill the tea.
You see, I know they stole that from us.
And most of our show is dramatic. So we just have funny. A couple comedic elements mixed in.
I mean, just to kind of love it, to make it a little bit easier for the audience to take in what we're saying.
Yeah, because it can't be one note. Blue doesn't show up on blue. That's what I've been saying.
I know. It's like, okay. All right, you know what? We got this. Okay.
We got this.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I have in my pocket?
What?
One of those really expensive gas station lighters that's like a little mini propane torch.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool.
Is your hat still made of flash paper?
Of course it is. I mean, I
do it. See the manager in the wings. What the hell are those guys doing up there?
You know what? I don't like to think too hard because when I think too hard, it really makes my brain go on fire.
Are you saying this happens?
the flash paper on fire, but then it hits the curtain above them, which immediately catches on fire.
Shit! Oh, fuck! Oh, shit!
Oh, fuck!
We need the water twins!
No, okay, we don't need the water twins!
We don't need the water twins! We can put out fire with fire! That's a phrase, right?
Yeah, wait, did you bring the fire extinguishers out on stage?
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, I got something happened. I'm obsessed with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Do you guys know where she is these days?
No, what is she doing?
No.
Hold on. I'll show you what she's doing. She's being the governor of Arkansas, sadly enough.
I thought she was like on Dancing with the Stars.
She went to my high school, which bummed me out. What's that?
I thought, wasn't she on like Dancing with the Stars, or am I totally wrong about that?
That doesn't preclude you from serving office in the future.
When you see this, it's right up in there. Okay, so I'm going to make a scandal that I'm obsessed with. I'll try to describe it briefly. It's called Lectern Gate. Lectern, like a lectern. I don't know how long ago at this point, let's say 6-9 months ago, Sarah Huckabee Sanders purchased with Arkansas money a lectern for $19,000. And when you look into how much lecterns cost, they usually cost around $900. And if it's
at the bottom end,
and if it's a super fancy customized with all the bells and whistles, like maybe $4,000, but $19,000 was nuts. The Arkansas Times got a whiff of it and exposed it. And when they broke down the money, she's been under an audit for this whole thing of like, why did this cost this much? And she's hemming and hawing going, oh, it's customized. And it was a special hide. And part of the cost was $2,500 consulting fee.
That's
So what it really is the person, the theory is it's a lobbyist she bought it from. And this is a way to give them money.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So you buy something that doesn't cost much money for a shit ton of money, all these ridiculous billings, and then that's the way you pay them off. And this person,
can you imagine being a powerful lobbyist who is also a lectern builder? Like, what kind of carpenter unit? Like, she's like,
well, there you go, Paul. The company that did it doesn't make lecterns. So they're like, you guys don't even make lecterns. What the fuck is going on here? So it's like, and then they supposedly had it custom built, and then when it was delivered, it wasn't the measurements that it was supposed to be custom built to.
Oh my God.
There are so many crazy parts of this story. Another part is we have yet to see the lectern. She's never used it.
No photos?
Oh.
Well, we're about to get to it. We're about to play a video. Okay. So the audit came out, the official audit, which is done by all the Republicans up and down the ladder of Arkansas politics and judiciary, okay? So any audit's going to be suspect anyway, right?
Right.
But a big part of the audit was it's hard for us to tell what it costs to help the consulting fee, what a consulting fee should be for a lectern. So we're going to kick it up to the prosecutor. So that's what they did. They just kicked it up to the next thing. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders treated it as like a victory, this audit, because there was a lot of inconclusive, but this could be fucked up. We're kicking it up the ladder. But she put out this video yesterday when the news came out that you're about to see. The governor of Arkansas put out this video on Twitter yesterday.
I heard.
And there's even an extra couple of funny things about this dumb video. So she puts on Sarah Huckabee Sanders at Sarah Huckabee on Twitter. She wrote my thoughts on the podium. Okay. Number
almost
one,
a million views.
A lectern is not a podium. A podium is something you stand on. A lectern is something you stand behind. So she's already fucked up like a dummy, but keep going. So let's play this. So you see an old...
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name's Bo.
Ooh, a quick cross in there. Oh, they're doubling down.
Okay. Holy so let me shit. To the listeners, which you have to go look this video up to see for yourself. But obviously, we're playing a part of a cut up version of Jay-Z, and he's saying, "Let me introduce myself. My name is Pod, like short for podium or podium."
But now that's a Jay-Z impersonator. So they have to get somebody in to be like, "Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Pod." Like they needed, "Hey, we got to get this in for our
And Paul, like I was saying earlier, this is the podium she bought and she's never used it, but they shot.
But there are two different podiums in the video.
The first one's the old one. They're saying it disappears.
Oh, the first one's the old one. This one's the new one. All right.
And it disappears and this great blue one shows up. But the fact is, this is the only time Arkansas has seen this podium is in this video.
And that's
that they went and spent money.
Yeah, this AI art.
No. You actually see it in other parts of it.
Just this part is.
This is so silly.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's the podium right there. So that's the $19,000
podium. Can I also just say, like, if you're not watching this video, what you're missing out is it's lit, backlit. So there's special lights because you never have those lights for any sort of press event. They have
there's atmosphere. There's smoke in the air.
Lot of smoke, a fog machine. So they spent money. They hired a Jay-Z impersonator. They spent money in three different departments here to have a video about an expensive lecture.
I feel like they're also and heavily, it ends. Heavily
yeah, we haven't said the best part.
They're heavily
to me.
Implying
say it,
a
Chad.
Cross, a cross with it.
Yeah, and it ends on. Yeah, it has like a religious,
definitely
like cross shaped vibe, and then also it ends on "come and take it," like the NRA kind of gun argument. Yeah,
yeah, listeners. There's a logo that makes. It's the first time I'm seeing this. The lectern look like a cross, as Brett pointed out.
Yeah, the microphone does fill out the cross.
And it says, "Come and take it." So, one, you've never used it, Sarah.
Right.
Like it's a gun.
And we don't want to come and take it. We're questioning why you bought it. We don't want it from you. Yeah. None of us need a $19,000 podium. We want to know why you use taxpayer money. And when you see how little taxpayer money Arkansas has and how fucked they are on every goddamn list, they're number 49th and 50th, like in education and malnutrition, just all the worst lists to be on. And this is what you spent money on, Sarah?
But someone should also Freedom of Information request how this ad got paid for. Like,
yes. Oh my God. She would be so, well, they're on top of it. Arkansas Times is on top of all this shit. So yeah, they would be so nuts to pay for government money with that. But at least her fucking PR person was on it.
Well, my question is like, how is she? I mean, I know this is ridiculous, but how is she as a governor besides this? Or is this just kind of par for the course? It's like everything she does.
She is so totally gearing up to be, have a presidential run or to be a VP. I think it was 24 hours into office, she made some law that you couldn't have Latinx in any government papers or memos or anything. She just started making all these laws that are just to fire people up.
Yeah,
and she's not
culture jamming. Yeah.
And she's not doing anything right here where it's like the Republicans are investigating her too. It's not like the Democrats want to take my podium. It's like Arkansas Republicans want to take my podium. Like
the GOP in Arkansas paid for the podium. So they went after the fact, after it became a scandal, they're like, we'll pay for it.
Oh, they reimbursed. Yeah.
But then as the Arkansas Times points out, they have no right to do that. That's government property. They have no right to that. That's our property. You can't do that. You can't just go, I'm going to buy something, pay you off later. You can't do that. It's just all this stuff you can't do. And again, it's not a podium. It's so weird to make a real bragging video. It's not a podium.
Insanity, you just put your flag in the pedantic part of the mountain. It's not even the right word.
But it's the fact you're making. It's that she's bragging. She's like, yeah, I won.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what universe are we in? It's so Trumpian.
It's like WWE. It's like everything is WWE now. Villains and heel. Yeah, it's just, I think we're moving away from a text-based society to a video-based society. We'll see how that checks out.
Chad.
Well, look, I just saw this video the other day.
Yes, I believe that. People respond in memes now. Like they announce news, like in sports now. You announce news with a picture and you're like, what the fuck is Baby Yoda drinking a Coke mean in the transfer portal?
Yeah, yeah.
This is like my thing where it's like the other day I watched this video and it was it was a video essay about John Wick, and the title was the proof that shows that John Wick was actually a bad guy. And it was like, wait, you think that you've uncovered that John Wick was a bad guy? Like, before he retired, he was not a good guy. Like, I was like, we have become so dumb that someone's like, I found the hidden meaning in John Wick.
Yeah.
He was actually pretty bad. He was involved in this pretty fucked up organization. And it's like that. That's the dumbest video I've ever seen. Like when people are making these conspiracy theories or these like revelations about things that are right in front of their face as a true thing.
My new pet peeve is you can't block. I can't figure out how to block an account on YouTube because sometimes I'll be looking for whatever, like F1 news, and then you just get AI videos of like the future of Orbio. And it's just by the way, how do I make sure this never comes up again?
My book is, if you search my book on Amazon, there are at least 25 AI books that are trying to steal my book's thunder. And it's like a biography of Paul Scheer, Paul Scheer, Life and History.
You post about that. It's crazy.
That's insane.
It's absolutely nuts. And they're just all trying to get you to hit click and just buy it right away. So if you type in like Paul Scheer book, it's like all these AI images of me where I look basically like a character from like that video game Mafia, some sort of Russian oligarch. My bald head is just a little bit
older. We cut to Paul Scheer at a, he's at a bookstore And it's right after he's done a reading from a chapter of his book and fans are starting a line.
Yeah. Hi. Hi. So nice to meet you. I'm sorry, but this is not my book. This Unveiling Paul Scheer, A Journey Through Comedy and Creativity, Breaking Boundaries, The Evolution of Paul Scheer's Career. This is.
You're too humble. I loved it.
Look at the cover. It doesn't even really look like. I mean, it looks kind of like me, but not.
Obviously, it's not you. You're not really a centaur. But I thought it was a funny picture of you.
I appreciate you wanting to get out there.
Can I ask you something about the book?
Mm-hmm.
When you first met Harry Potter in real life.
Okay. Yeah. I did not do that. Yeah.
Huh?
I had that same question too. Can I hear the answer?
Oh boy. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Where did you hide the wand?
Okay. I didn't meet Harry Potter in real life. There's a picture of me with Daniel Radcliffe that I guess
stole a wand.
Who's Daniel Radcliffe?
What? No, Daniel Radcliffe is the actor who plays Harry Potter. Look at this book.
He's given the answer about stealing the Harry Potter wand.
I didn't steal.
You earned it.
He didn't steal it. He earned it.
Look at this. Yeah. This book is full of look.
Can I give you a compliment on the recipe section?
There's a recipe. Let me look at this.
Oh my That's God. Why I'm here. I loved most of the recipes, but it seemed like chives was in every recipe.
Okay,
even
first of all,
ice cream.
Okay, I'm not. That sounds disgusting. I'm not a chef. There's no recipes in my book. My book is this one right here.
That's a good point, though. I was joking with my cat. It's like, what? Does he have a chive investment? Like, what?
No, I'm not
chives.
No, guys. Okay,
I made that joke with my birds.
Okay, I don't even. Okay.
Oh, what are your birds' names?
Okay, Simon, Paula, and Yo Dog.
Okay, you're actually holding up the line just a little bit.
Could you sign your book, the book that you wrote? Could you just sign
it? I'm looking through it. Look at this. This is ridiculous. Like, clearly it's written by AI. Every time they mention Rob Hubel's name, they change the first name Rob to Steel.
Is he here? Steel is he going to be here? Is Steel going to be here?
Yeah. No, he's not going to be here. No,
I'm
he's not
here for Steel. You really make see Steel all these Hubel teenage look like girls
a dick in this book.
I'm not trying. I didn't write the book. It's clearly they just are swapping out words so they can't.
Hi, I'm here with my teenage daughter who's just trying to get Steel Hubel's autograph. Is he going to be here?
Because we need to get Rob Hubel, and he is not going to be here. I'm so sorry.
No, Steel
is Rob. I'm just saying that this book clearly like took a Wikipedia page.
This guy's trying to do a who's on first with me.
I'm not. What happened to song one? You know, like that's a, you know, like, you know, you have song two. Yeah. What?
Can I just compliment you that you're so precocious that your first words is, "Hello world, I am Paul Scheer, an American comedian, writer, and actor."
That was not my first words at this book.
How you got to the point.
You really called your shot.
Look, this book is 20 pages, and a lot of it is a very large font. It's 18 font on this page.
There's maps.
You stole it from Wikipedia.
I didn't. No, I can't steal my. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of Wikipedia in this.
Steal your book from Wikipedia.
I'm not stealing my book. That's not my book. Okay, look, I wrote this book over here. This is my book. This one here, this is a softback cover. And look at me here. I
mean, softback cover.
What?
You misspoke. I'm being pedantic, but you misspoke.
Well, what is a softback
cover?
What would you call it?
Well, it's a paperback
or soft cover, but okay, paperback.
I don't think he's a real human.
All right.
Who says softback?
I bet you think you stand behind a podium.
Oh, you stand behind a podium and you talk on a, right? I mean, that's the podium.
He's not real. Kill him.
No,
he's
don't pay.
Oh, my he's God. He's a robot.
Throw water on him.
That one has a stick. It's too sharp. Ow.
We're the water twins. They throw water twins come from out of nowhere.
I love you guys. Help me.
They throw water on him. He starts to short circuit.
Tell Steel I liked him.
Wow, that autograph you guys can be worth something.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk some more about that.
So we'll see. Sarah Huckabee, I hope she gets in trouble for that podium.
Somebody brought up an interesting thing today I saw. It was like, if you're a criminal, you've been convicted a criminal, and this is going to the Trump thing. And this is not even have to go down the road of politics here, but it's like, if you get convicted as a criminal, should you be able to run for office when people who are felons can't vote?
I don't think you can run if you're a felon. I think that is a rule.
Is that a rule? But he has been guilty. I guess. All right. So I guess if you've been guilty and gone to jail,
I don't think he's been guilty of a felony yet. Okay. Has he?
In theory, but also you wouldn't want to, like, I wouldn't want to give the government the power to slap somebody with a conviction and keep them from running for office. Like, that seems like that could be abused.
But that's why I'm thinking that I think that to me, the interesting thing would be like, if you're out of jail, you should be able to vote. Like, you're right.
Yeah, the whole thing. I do think that like that's the whole deal. Like, you've paid your debt.
Yeah, you've done it. Yeah.
That's the whole system.
Especially since no one fucking votes.
Especially since those counties like in Ohio that have a bunch of prisons, like they count for population, but they don't vote.
So if you're
a prisoner, like, it gives you more like electoral votes. But the prisoners aren't allowed.
It says a felon convicted and or imprisoned felon can not only campaign for president and other federal offices, but also be elected.
Can or cannot?
Can. Like,
can.
So Trump could be elected, like, from prison. There's a lot of hypothetically.
Wild. Yeah, there's a lot of weirdos that run from prison. Like, there was a guy on the, like, Obama's first primary. There was a guy in West Virginia running from prison.
Oh, wow. See, I would imagine he, like, Charles Manson ran.
And he beat Obama on the.
Well, this is interesting. So in D.C., Maine, and Vermont, felons can vote while they are incarcerated.
Yeah.
And then in 23 states, you lose your rights while you're in jail. And so it's interesting. So and then in 11 states, you lose it indefinitely. It's interesting. It's like there's a lot of, like, you got to commit your crime in the right state if you want to keep on voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if we got astronauts vote, we should vote. I mean, they're in space and we go through a lot of hoops to make sure the vote gets down.
We see a felon. It's that day when they get released from prison. We see that montage of them getting their old stuff back and getting some their clothes that they checked
into
prison with.
Here's your property, sir. Oh, you've been in here a while. BlackBerry.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wait, people aren't using this anymore?
Nope.
That's right,
new
Jake. One.
New
things, things have changed a lot there on the outside, but you've done your time and society's going to welcome you back. In fact, I wanted to tell you, you got your right to vote back. And I happen to know, my wife told me, she works down at the mall. She says there's a little taste test going on down there in the mall. It's McDonald's versus Burger King.
Oh, thank God.
Versus In-N-Out. If you want to go vote on that.
Well, that's not really like a federal or state election. That's kind of just seems like a, you know, Coke versus Pepsi kind of a thing, right?
You got to walk Coke before you can run. The election's not till November 2. November 2.
Well, yeah.
I thought you might just want to get your sea legs out there and just go.
I don't know,
decide on something one way or the other.
I think I got my sea legs. I just kind of want to check in with my family. I want to, you know, I want to see how Friends ends. I just, you know, a couple things I just want to do.
I've had a lot of guys say that to me. I did a lot of time. They wait till the last minute. They think they got it. And they wait. Oh, yeah, I'm going to see my friends, my family. Go find a job.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's election day. And they lose their goddamn mind.
I'm not going to lose my mind. I think I remember how to vote. You just pick one or the other and you do your research before you get in there. So
sure.
Thank you for that BlackBerry. Thank sure. you for my BlackBerry. Oh, shit. Wow. I'm really blowing up here. A lot of text messages here. Shit. Wow. Gosh. Ooh, this is interesting. A little sale from Fanatics. All right. Not bad.
Hey, buddy, yeah. We're just trying to help you.
I get it. You're not ready.
You're not. Let me just paint a hypothetical. You go in, there's four names for comptroller.
Yeah.
You don't know what a comptroller is. B, recognize any of those four names.
Okay, just hand me my...
Yeah, you're envisioning a world that's all Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
You're seeing a ballot with just a big two boxes for president. Nope, that's not voting, my friend. No.
I think I still got... Just give me back my disc man, please. Thank you. Thank you.
No, all right.
And the Sublime, I need my Sublime CD too. Thank you. It was in here. I know it was in here.
Oh, different singer now, my friend.
What?
His son.
Oh, geez. All right. Well,
that's how much the world has changed.
Now that's more that. See, that's kind of shocking me. I'm not going to get confused about a comptroller if I don't know the answer.
Who's your favorite singer, Sublime? The dad or the son? What's your vote?
I mean, he wasn't married when I was put away. I don't even know. I guess just. I mean, the guy I know, the original lead singer. You know, is you know everyone knows that guy. We love him, right? It's
so you vote for him.
Was he running for something, or am I just voting for him?
Best lead singer, Sublime.
the original.
Yeah, just practice having an opinion, buddy. We're just trying to get you back on the horse.
I have opinions, all right. I you got to remember the reason why I'm in here in the first place is because I stabbed somebody. While I was getting ready to vote.
We know. We don't want you back.
Okay,
We cut to vote election day. He hasn't practiced at all. He's avoided making either or choices.
A little bit. Hello, welcome back. I know in our state we allow prisoners to vote, but in your case, I think there should be an exception.
Okay, let me tell you what happened here, okay? There was a guy.
I know what happened. You stabbed me.
Okay. And I'm telling you, you snuck up on me. Okay. I was online. I was reading over my information sheet that I had written down. So I made sure I voted for the right people. You came and you tapped me on the shoulder. And if you can't tap somebody on the shoulder.
We see people behind him in line. Oh, these guys who read the information sheet when they fucking get here. What the fuck?
You know what? I was not trying to do my due diligence.
I wear soft-soled shoes.
What did you have?
Soft-soled shoes.
What is that, like a softback book cover?
Huh? Don't be pedantic.
Paperback shoe.
All right, look, let me tell you something. Okay, let me just tell you something. All right, I am fine. I know how to vote. Just give me some space here, okay? I was an accident. I have never.
All right, buddy. There's a long line here. Just go ahead and vote.
I know. I'm going to vote. Let me just look over this sheet. I'm just trying to get some information.
And this is the guy I was telling everybody about. Everyone put on your bells so you don't surprise him.
Yeah, well, you know what? Honestly, don't touch me then. All right, why do you? Okay. You know, wear a bell because you shouldn't be touching people on the line. Your job is to show me the voting booth, not to touch me on the shoulder. I have an issue with touch. And all right. First of all, I know I have
to screen. Well, then vote against touch already. Get in your booth.
Yeah. Is that on the ballot? Guys, I'm just trying to pull up my voting sheet. It's on my BlackBerry and it's taking forever to load.
This is like so people who wait till they get to the top of the line to get
step
the order.
Step into one of the booths.
Okay. Hey, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Have you used an iPad before?
Look, he doesn't know what an iPad is. He looks like a monkey.
I could do it.
He's shaking it.
Where is the key? Just show me where the keyboard is. I don't know where.
There is no keyboard. It's all gesture input.
Okay.
We see some 8-year-old voters really snickering at him.
Look at that old monkey.
Don't laugh at me. Do not laugh at me, little girl. Okay. Why are you really a Chiefs fan? Okay, look. Computer on. See, I
No.
Computer? No. Okay.
Can I even know who plays for the Chiefs?
What? Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Sure. Show me what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy looks like a brother who made peace with Sammy Hagar being the lead singer and has no idea that David's back.
What? Okay.
Or that one. You made peace with Sammy Hagar.
Okay. All right. You know what? Tony
Gonzalez is no longer with the Chiefs, by the way.
Okay. Well, I hope is Steve DeBerg still playing?
Steve DeBerg. Vote already. There's a long line.
All right. I'm going to vote. Just show you? Give me a second.
Give me your hand and I'll show you how to use the iPad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he stabbed my bell. My bell saved my life.
Why would you grab my hand like that? Why? Okay. Stab this computer.
Because you
too.
Weren't touching the iPad. You have to touch it.
Okay. I got it.
Does your issue with touch extend to inanimate objects?
Okay, I just in and out. Just put in and out there.
Let's talk some more about that.
No bigger line than the drive-through line for In-N-Out in my area.
We got caught in a traffic thing going jams. We were in Pasadena for a basketball tournament, and we had to go in a turn lane. This is just on Sunday, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, "What is going on? We're not moving." and it's like now 20 minutes have passed. I'm like, "There must be some accident." And then I was like, "I'm just going to pull out and see what I can do." I pulled out, and it was a In-N-Out line that had gone around the corner into the turn lane of another stoplight.
You think you're turning right in line to go to In-N-Out?
I was like, I never had seen that before. This is insane. And my son's freaking out. He's like, "We're going to be late for the game." Just sitting there patiently.
We cut to this car in traffic, and someone comes up to their window.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Hey, can I take your order?
Yeah, is everything okay up there? I'm just, sorry, what?
Yeah, it's just, we had a lot of shakes. A lot of people ordered shakes, and that just slows things down. Can I get your guys' order?
Oh, no. We're trying to make a right here. We have to go down.
Everybody is, sir.
Oh, no,
everybody's
but
I'm trying to take a right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to go on
you
state.
Want fries?
What? No, I don't want any. We just came from lunch. I don't want any fries. If there's any help, I am a doctor. I can help with if there's an accident or anything out there. You said everyone's shaken up.
If you're doing code words to me, I just started here. So if I'm a doctor means no tomato and extra lettuce or something like that.
Okay,
I don't know all the phrases yet.
Let me. All right, you know what?
Buddy, make an order. We're all waiting back here.
Hey, I'm going to make an order. Just give me a second, okay? But I'm not going to make an order. I'm trying to get back to the hospital here. Okay. Let me see.
Are you a first timer? Where's your line meal?
No, I'm a first responder. Thank you very much. Yes, I
am. We don't do that discount anymore.
What?
We don't do the first responder discount anymore.
Okay. Wait a second. I don't want a discount. I'm just here to help. If there's anyone who needs help, I'm here to help. Wait a second.
We could use a little help taking orders.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'll put further back in the line.
Okay, yeah, I can do triage.
You go to like go 10 cars back and start working the line?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay, and just say if they ordered shakes, say we're out of shakes.
Okay. Sir, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, sir. Fine. I'm enjoying my line meal before I order my In-N-Out, and then I'll time it up perfectly for dinner.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You got to bring your line lunch, bro.
We see him enjoying inside out breakfast.
Are you? You're eating. All right, you're eating. So you're okay. I guess you're fine. I'm okay. Look, I sent down here. They said that there's an issue I need to take care of. Yeah.
No issue. I know what I'm doing. Okay. I need two double doubles, animal style. Two orders of fries.
Okay.
Double fried.
Okay.
Oh, God. No salt.
Okay. Well, as a doctor, I'm going to say, is this all for you?
Huh?
Is this all for you?
For me and my dachshunds.
Okay. All right. First of all, you shouldn't be feeding your dachshunds. Hold on one second.
That's why I said no salt.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right. Okay. Hold on one second. Just give me one second. I have to run up for the front here. Is this the line for In-N-Out? Okay.
We see now his son is driving his car.
Hey, you get it.
I have to make it to the tourney.
No, you can't. No, you can't leave me here. Shit.
Let us catch up.
Now, I want one story from Paul. We're both involved in our children love basketball, so we both experience the club tournament side of it. I want to hear your craziest parent story you've observed.
With names.
Yeah, it's tricky, right? Because tempers, these games that our kids play, we're roughly in the same age group, which is an age group where not that much matters, right? Like even the best of the best. It's like, you know, when they get a little bit older, there's some more stakes. But ultimately, I'm going to a lot of shootouts. I'm going to these tournaments. But it seems like sometimes my kid's winning a tournament and they won one game, you know, and I'm like, okay, sure. I don't understand how it works. Sometimes kids don't come back. There was a fight that broke out between the parents on one side and another side and the ref. And basically we were at this place called the MAP, which is if you've never been to one of these facilities, it's really insane. It's just a giant warehouse that has maybe 12 to 14 basketball courts and all the games are going on at the same time.
And it's so fucking loud and the whistles are blowing. So the kids never know if it's the referee on their court or another court.
It's so confusing. And in the first couple of times that you go there, you really have to the kids are stopping plays because they're like, oh, is that our whistle? No, it's not. Because literally the next court is maybe a foot and a half away. It's not like they're separated. There's no walls. At the most, there are these curtains and they never pull them. So you're just basically in a sea of basketball games. And so, you know, there's these issues that we're sometimes, I don't know what it is. You're on the wrong side of a ref's call. The ref will not call anything for you. And as a parent, you get frustrated, but I've never gotten to a point where, I've gotten out of my seat. Sometimes my biggest joke to kind of ease the tension is when it gets a little testy out there, I yell, this is my dad joke. I go, replay. Let's go to replay. Play it back. And then everyone laughs a little bit. And then the tensions dry out a little bit. That's my go-to to like calm it down. But this ref was getting yelled at for whatever, a carry call, like the kid did a carry or double dribble, like some basic call. And a very active parent on our side gets up and walks onto the court. All right. And that's a big no-no. Like a parent walking onto the court to just talk that's with his crazy. Phone out. He has his phone out and he's got sort of Wikipedia page up about what a carry is, right? To show the ref.
This is like the sports equivalent of people who go up to Trivia Masters at Bar Trivia. Like, actually.
By the way, have you heard that whole
what does
rumor?
The coach, what does the parent think? Forget how the ref's going to feel, the other parent. Doesn't he think the coach is not going to be psyched about this?
I mean, our coaches don't seem to pay any mind to it. It's like our coaches are like, I'm coaching the game. I don't care about the parents. Like they never seem to look over because I have parents that stand near our coaches and go like, post up, get in there. Like they're yelling. They're like side coaching the coaches, which is insane. So this guy goes out onto the field with iPhone open, Wikipedia page there to show and debate a call. Like, what is a proper call for this thing? So that gets the ref upset. And then the other parents start getting into it with our parent. Like, leave him alone. It was a good call. And then he yells back at them like, shut up. I'm dealing with it. Like I'm in like all of a sudden it became like you're interfering in my civil conversation, which is happening during the middle of a tournament of, you know, 10-year-old kids. Right. So he's like, shut up. I got it. And then, you know, the ref is trying to usher him off, but he's trying to prove to the ref. Then the other ref comes over and then all of a sudden those parents start coming off. So now as other parents start coming onto the field, this is all during a timeout, our parents start coming onto the field. So now we have like basically four parents from our team, four parents from another team in the middle of the thing with the two refs there. Everyone starts screaming at each other for, again, like the simplest call, like a double dribble. It was nothing that was like, you know, like an unheard of call, you know, and everyone is arguing. And then it just starts getting into, and this is where I really don't like, is like people going, fuck you, fuck you. And that is bad. Yeah, because now you have kids who now the kids start chewing. Yeah. The timeout is over. Kids now are turning and they're watching adults screaming, fuck
and
you.
And they see
fuck
and
you.
They see this is how you settle arguments by saying, fuck you, fuck you.
And they're all screaming. And now there's no recourse because also these refs are like, I feel like there's some sort of ref pool. Like everyone looks a little bit hungover. Some of these guys are like, hey, I just showed up. What am I coaching? Like I literally watched a ref one time leave mid game. He's like, he literally looked at his watch like, that's my time. And walked off. Like, you know, so it's like, they're not committed to a game. They're like, you work from 9 to 12:30. That's your time. Like, it was the funniest thing to watch him walk off. So these refs don't know what to do. Everyone's screaming. So then we have to come out and to kind of like keep on. Everyone's like, go back to your corners. But 30 seconds left in the game finishes, our team loses. And then it's like, well, now we have to fight, I guess, right? Because now the parents come back out onto this court and it's like everyone's again in each other's faces. And this is where I love June. Sometimes June will be one of these people who's like, I need to look at a fight and stare at it. Like if something bad is happening, sometimes June will like freeze. So I can be like, oh, I need to watch this person get stabbed. And then, you know, not to like, it's like a gawking, but I'm also here to show you that I'm paying attention. And she's like, get the fuck out of here. We need to get the fuck out of here. And we took our kid and we got out of there. It was like, we can't deal with this. Like, and I think that's a good rule of thumb is just when the going gets rough, like get out, like it has no stakes. No one, it's only, you're only going to hurt yourself.
We cut to the next practice. Hey, Paul.
Hey.
You ran out as the fight was starting.
Oh.
We saw you guys run out with your kid.
Sorry, yeah, we had a birthday party we had to get to, so we just had to kind of, we had to skedaddle
it there. It was an even fight, man. We needed you.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't, honestly, I got to say, you know, Marcus, you kind of, you're a little aggressive out there. I think it's, let the kids play.
Dude, anyway. It wasn't a carry.
Okay, I know.
You know?
I know.
Have you seen Kyrie Irving dribble?
Okay, guys, I'm
who
always.
Who still calls carries, Paul? And welcome. Welcome back to the gymnasium.
Yeah.
Really ran out of here when the team parents. Look, the way we behave influences our children, and loyalty
exactly.
and violence are important.
Okay. First of all,
yeah. What if we've been attacked by terrorists? Are you just going to scoot out the back?
No, I'm not going to scoot
with your family. Are you going to help stand your ground and fight?
Marcus, I thought that you kind of even instigated there. I mean, look, let's let the ref do his job. You know, sometimes you get a good call, sometimes you get a bad call. Hey, whoa. Your kid just threw a ball at my head. Hey, what are you?
He's on our team. He's still on our team. He thinks you left to be on the other team or something.
I didn't leave to be on the other team. You know, I'm Team Stallions all the way. I just didn't like the looks of that. I just felt like it was getting a little too aggressive. My son was getting a little scared. You know, and I'm Team Stallions. You know, I just thought it was a little. Hold on.
Look, there's a way to get back into this.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to go perform an act.
Sorry, what?
An act.
We know where the coach of the other team, we got his address.
Okay. No. What are you at? Are you?
This we got to let them know that was not a carry.
Okay. First of all, the coach didn't. Okay. Coach had nothing to do.
I'm in a Wikipedia edit fight with. I'm assuming one of their parents. And we're just editing the rule back and forth. So I'm doing my part.
Okay.
You got to do your part.
I'm not going to go.
I got some friends on the other side of the planet who are up and we're sleeping, just defending the Wikipedia page and keeping the right definition of carry.
I've got Australian backup on this, Paul. This shit is international at this point.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. Is that a gun in your, do you have a gun in your waistband?
You don't have one?
No, I'm not carrying. I'm not carrying in here.
No,
don't give it to me. I don't want. No, I don't want. I don't want the gun.
This is a piece of wood that looks like a gun, so they think you have a gun. My real gun is in my boot.
Okay. Why do you want people to think that you have
I have
a gun?
My gun on my son.
What?
Yeah.
No, okay. Guys, this has gone too far. I'm not going to go to a ref's house to threaten a ref or a coach or whatever you want me to do. I'm just
No, we took care of the ref. He won't be reffing for a long time. Oh my God. That's the coach. You need to make him admit it.
It wasn't even a championship game. It was just a semifinal. It was just, they didn't even win. I mean,
this could affect our seeding in the next tournament. That's what you never get.
We couldn't take the risk that ref was going to hit us in the next round of the tournament. So we all scraped together and we got him a 2 months vacation in the Caribbean.
Fine. Give me the fucking gun. Give me the wooden gun. Give me all the wooden gun. Give
Good.
Me the
wood. Now we're talking.
Or what's his address?
3535.
Got it.
Taylor Street.
All right, guys, you're going to be my alibi. I was here with you. Okay. Take a picture on your phone right now of me with you. That's time stamped. Okay. I need to make sure that we get this done the right way. Okay.
Now we're talking.
What do you want me to do?
We're talking.
Okay, we cut to the coach's house.
Just go in there, leave fingerprints. I'm sorry. Just go in there, do what you got to do.
All right. Wait. Why would I leave fingerprints? All right. Wait. Is this somebody else? All right. Hey. Hello.
Lights turn on. Cops come out of nowhere.
I teach you to be a traitor, you fucking asshole.
Hey. I'm not armed. I'm not armed, okay? Let me just ask you one quick question. When a player places his hand like underneath the basketball while dribbling, right? What do you call that?
Definitely not a carry.
What? That is the Wikipedia textbook definition.
I mean, maybe 20 years ago, but I mean, have you watched any level of a
Yeah, 20
game?
Feet from the basket, let him play.
No, hey, guards
come over half court holding the ball like a waiter's tray.
Okay, I'm sure you guys
have seen. Humans, this has been a fun improv for humans. Like Paul mentioned, he has a new book. When does that drop?
May 21st, but you can pre-order it now. It's audiobook. I do the audiobook. I do the regular book. Every book is a little bit different, but the audiobook has a bunch of fun stuff in the regular book. I'm doing a tour. You just go to my website, and you can get it wherever you get books.
Excellent. Chad, where can we see you and compliment you?
Paul and I both do a monthly improv show. Largo, the next show is 420. That one might be sold out, but check Dinosaur Improv at Largo. We do a monthly show. And on Amazon, I have a lot of AI-generated books. Paul Shear's joke book.
Oh, by the way, Chad, you and I are going on tour. We're going to be in Seattle and Portland on May 31st and June 1st doing improv with Dinosaur.
Yeah, so Pacific That's Northwest great. Improv fans, come and check us out.
Well, that reminds me of our 40 fan initiative, Brett, and Seattle and Portland are two cities. If we get enough subscribers, Improv for Humans will go there. So please, humans, if you're in a city, get your improv group to sign up for Improv for Humans. Get the extra scene, get the no ads, get the bonus content. Brett and I just recorded our first episode of Pissed at the List, a podcast about best of lists when you don't like them. We tackled the Neil Young 100 songs.
Argument generators.
At one point, please tackle the Rolling Stone list of the best SNL performers of all time.
Okay, when's the last time they did that one?
I'd have to have you on for that.
It's a couple of years old, but it's a real solid list to argue over because it's truly aggressive in many different ways.
Well, I it's particularly nasty. It's one thing to do songs, but a human and saying this human is better than that human, it's that's when it gets really nasty, especially when you're 100 on the list.
I also feel like there's something weird going on. Like I see, Variety, which is usually like an entertainment trade paper that's kind of like, oh, hey, this person made a deal, this movie made this amount of money. Alex Garland comes out with this movie, Civil War, and then like on Saturday I saw Variety's like ranking the top Alex Garland movie. It's like, why are we ranking why are we ranking all these things against each other? It's like, can't we just like them? Or just, it's so weird to rank.
Yeah, I get it. I get a little bored at like any GOAT conversation. It's like,
yeah,
well, they're all wonderful players. Like,
like in sports, it's constant.
I'd rather talk about crazy stories than just like
on
like
First Take,
mincing tiny,
which is arguably the biggest show on ESPN. I'd say they cannot stop talking about who's the greatest player in the history of basketball. It is this hilarious. And it's almost like they'll acquiesce Jordan just so they can, they'll go, well, besides Jordan, just so they can get the next level of the argument going.
And so they can also then argue again. And basically all it becomes like, can we argue against LeBron? It's like that, like that really is like, it's it's either like LeBron isn't as good as Michael Jordan or LeBron isn't really a GOAT. It's like, it's the crazy, like the sports one is so nuts. It's also like, you look at, I don't know, you look at some of these players, like, you put, like, Charles Barkley in his prime out there on the field now. It's like, it's there's no there's also just no comparison. Like, from an athletic point of view, also, like, those guys are fucking tough guys. I remember watching, like,
different eras.
They play in different positions, too, which always gets me. Like, you can't really compare a different role on the team.
My favorite one I heard recently was, like, a five-minute argument whether Larry Bird was a top five or top eight all-time player.
Jeez.
Like,
my favorite...
That narrowed it down to.
My favorite thing is, like, I saw this thing this week where it's, like, dudes talking about Caitlin Clark. And it's like, well, she's not as good as LeBron. And it's like, well, yeah, but no one's like it. Like, it's like you're putting this unreal, like, cap on a person right
now. She's not as fast as a speedboat, but she's faster than a pedal boat.
But she's not a speedboat. And it's like this crazy.
Might as well be Tom Brady to Jordan. It's just like, what's the comparison?
I mean, now, if you want to list the best Mr. Beast pranks, now that's, I'm into that kind of a list.
No one gets hurt. Okay, everybody, keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan. Only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.